Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Every fall, as boating season ends, thousands of marinas in New England get busy wrapping up their boats for winter, literally wrapping them in shiny sheets of plastic. We wondered, what's the most environmentally friendly way to protect a boat when the season's over? We had Tamim Zadat and Nat Hardy from our Possibly team look into this.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So I often see boats covered in this white plastic stuff during the off season. What is it, actually?
It's just shrink wrap. But to find out how you cover a boat in this plastic, we talked to John Myers. He races a 23-foot sailboat.
I used to shrink wrap my boat when I first got it. They would put a frame on top of the boat, a wooden frame on top of the boat, and it would create kind of a tent over which they could put these sheets of plastic. But then they would apply heat guns to shrink the plastic, and it would hug the frame and the boat.
Shrink wrap works well, but each cover can only be used once. When spring comes, the plastic gets peeled off and tossed out. Some yards, like John's, require sailors to recycle it, but he says that it's not always easy.
You're responsible for removing it yourself unless you pay them more to remove the shrink wrap.
Recycling this plastic is expensive and difficult, so many boatyards and sailors don't bother with the process. That means a lot of that shrink wrap ends up in landfills.
And it's hard to find data on what happens to used boat shrink wrap specifically, but it's made of a type of plastic that's hard to recycle. Even if it gets collected by a recycling program, it's still likely to end up in a landfill.
That's because there isn't much of a market to buy the used plastic.
How much plastic do people use when they wrap these boats?
It varies, but it can take about 15 pounds of plastic to wrap an average-sized boat.
Just here in Rhode Island, there are around 32,000 licensed boats. That adds up to nearly 500,000 pounds of plastic waste every year, more than the weight of the Statue of Liberty.
And we're the smallest state in the country.
We are. To be fair, we have a lot of boats, but still. When the boat wrap ends up in landfills, it not only takes up a lot of space, but it also breaks into microplastics and can release harmful chemicals into the environment.
That doesn't sound good. Do boat owners have any other options?
Yes. For the past few years, John hasn't been using shrink wrap. Instead, he has a custom polyester cover he can reuse year after year.
It's an investment up front. But I think if you have the money to do it, it's kind of a no-brainer. It would pay for itself after a few seasons.
How much more expensive are these custom covers?
So John bought his cover from a Rhode Island company called Kinder Industries for about $1,800.
To put that price into perspective, he says he used to pay around $500 a year for shrink wrap. So it saved him money.
It's my boat like a glove. And so I'm about to use it for, I think, fifth season. And it's still going strong.
Kinder Industries says that their covers can survive 10 years or more.
And a reusable cover only weighs a few pounds more than shrink wrap for the same boat. So after only a few years, you're reducing your plastic usage as well.
But not everyone can make that switch. John says reusable covers are harder to fit to larger boats, so many people still need to rely on shrink wrap each winter.
Still, he thinks small boat owners should make the switch.
If somebody were to ask me whether to go with the shrink wrap or to invest in a cover, I'd say just start saving for the cover. I mean, as soon as you can do it, do it.
So what's the takeaway here?
Reusable covers can really help boat owners, especially owners of small boats, cut down on their seasonal plastic waste.
And it's one more example of a bigger problem. We often rely on single-use plastics because they're cheaper and more convenient.
But a little investment up front can save money and reduce waste in the long run.
Got it. Thanks to me, Minette. That's it for today. You can find more information or ask a question about the ways your choices affect our planet at askpossibly.org. You can also subscribe to Possibly wherever you get your podcasts or follow us on social media at askpossibly. Possibly is a co-production of Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and Ocean State Media.